续天上的宝座。
We continue on the throne in heaven.
那在天上宝座里面有十样非常宝贵的，十样宝贵之物。
Within the throne in heaven, there are 10 precious treasures.
我们这篇主题，我们讲了。用八堂道理来讲的这个主题。
We have already made use of 8 sessions of sermons to describe on this topic.
特别是宝座里面的十样物品。
To expound on this topic, especially the 10 treasures in the throne.
知道刚才早上我们已经讲了第八样宝物。
This morning we had already talked about the 8th treasure.
那就是十四万四千人。
Referring to the 144,000 saints.
在十样宝物当中，这一样是直接跟你我直接有关系的。
Among all 10 treasures in the throne, this is the most directly relevant to us.
因为我们就是十四万四千人里面的其中一位。
Because we are but one of the 144,000 saints.
但是传道从圣经上启示录提出一个很重要的信息。
But from the Bible, from the book of Revelation, I pointed out an important message.
你说你是得救的信徒。
You claim that you are saved.
那我问你，有没有六样哦？这十四万四千人的六个见证，你有没有
？My question to you is, do you possess the 6 characteristics or the testimonies of the 144,000 saints who are saved?
嗯，这是完全圣洁、完全美丽的圣徒。
This is complete holiness and complete beauty.
我们每一个信徒啊，都要从啊追求到圣徒。从信徒追求到圣徒。
This should also be our goal of every one of us to pursue to become a holy saint.
单单信徒是不够的。
Just a mere believer is not enough.
这是我们信仰的整个过程。
This is a full process of our faith.
从外邦人进入到信徒。
From being a Gentile to become a believer.
信徒就是相信主的人，相信主的人。
Believer are those who believe in the words of Jesus.
那只是相信而已。
And this is only believing.
然后呢，从信徒你要进入到门徒。
And from being believers, we become the disciples.
门徒就是每天都跟耶稣学习的，跟着耶稣走，跟着耶稣学习的。
The disciples are those who learn from the Lord, who walk together with the Lord Jesus.
简单说，就是主耶稣的学生啊。
Simply put, they are the students to Jesus.
你信的足够，成为信徒过后。
When you become a believer, you become a member.
你要成为主耶稣的学生。
You want to become a student.
每天向耶稣学习。
To always learn from Jesus.
学耶稣的样式，学耶稣的温柔，学耶稣的圣洁，学耶稣的谦卑。
Learn the likeness of Jesus, his gentleness, his meekness, and his humility.
这种学不是学三年五年就学会的。
Learning of his Jesus is not does not take 3 to 5 years only.
这种学习耶稣是一生人到死为止的。
This is kind of learning is lifelong learning.
所以我们从信徒进入到门徒了。有没有
from being a Gentile to become a believer to become a
从门徒我们要进入到使徒
from being a disciple you become the apostle
什么叫做使徒
what is an apostle
使徒就是奉神差遣奉圣灵差遣的人叫做使徒
apostles are those who have been sent by God by the Holy Spirit
难道今天主耶稣只差遣传道长老执事吗
did the Lord God only send the preachers the deacons and ministers
圣灵没有差遣弟兄姐妹去为他工作为他见证吗
did the Holy Spirit not send the general believers to work for God
难道是信徒没有被圣灵膏立吗
Are the members not anointed by the Holy Spirit?
所以我们从信徒到门徒到最后到更高处是成为门成为门使徒
from,
被圣灵差遣被教会差遣
From members to the disciples to being disciples to being apostles is where we are sent by the Lord God.
就是专职的甚至是半职的来为耶稣做见证被差遣做见证
We are sent by God, meaning to say we are working for God either full-time or part-time
从使徒过后要进入到最高点是什么呢
to bear testimonies for him and what is the highest point
就是启示录你看启示录的时候到最后呢他就称所有信耶稣的人所有 得胜的人叫做圣徒圣洁的门徒
It's where you can read in the book of Revelation All of them, the believers who have succeeded Who have prevailed, they are called the saints
就是完全圣洁的
They are the holy saints
就完美了的人、啊、
And they are the perfect ones
那叫做圣徒
These are the holy saints
你读启示录的时候你会注意到的他最后称呼我们的时候叫做圣徒的
When you read the book of Revelation the way that we are addressed would be called the saints
那我们是不是真的圣洁了呢
Are we really holy?
你就要看十四万四千人的六个行为六个见证六个特质
Then you have to refer to the characteristics or the behaviors of the 144,000
所以从星期五到早上星期六早上我们都一直在照镜子在对照 我们得救的人跟这些十四万四千人是不是一样？
From yesterday's service to this morning to now, we are here to reflect on ourselves in this mirror, whether we are the same as the 144,000.
这十四万四千人是真正神的荣耀，主耶稣的荣耀，教会的荣耀。
This 144,000 are the true glory of God.
是神的荣耀，是天父的荣耀。
It's the glory of our heavenly Father.
真的是荣耀神的一群人。
This is true glory to God.
好，那你自己对照一下吧。
Let's reflect ourselves upon that.
如果感觉到自己还亏欠，还没有达到。达到这种标准。
If you feel that you fall short of this requirement,
那传道跟你一起来努力。
Then you and I, we work together.
因为传道也还没有完全达到这种标准。
Because neither have I, I have not achieved this requirement.
所以我是说，我们一起努力的。
That's why we have to work together.
好，那第九样宝物是什么呢
？What's the ninth treasure?
在宝座中间的第九样宝物就是里面有千千万万的天使。
And the ninth treasure in the throne are hundreds and thousands of angels.
刚才是有十四万四千人的圣徒。
Just now we talked about 144,000 saints.
现在是在讲天使，里面有天使。
Now we talk about the angels.
请看启示录第五章。
We turn to Revelation chapter 5.
我们读十一节。
Verse 11.
来，十一节。
Verse 11.
一二三，我又看见且听见宝座与活物，并长老的周围。有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万。谁的车
？Someone's car。
哦，第九样宝物，真教会里面第九样宝物就是有千千万万的天使。
The nine treasure in a true church are these 10,000 times 10,000 of angels。
这是在我们教会里面常常有的见证。
And these are the testimonies we see in the true Jesus church.
也是我们信仰中，无论在信仰中常常有的见证。
It is also the testimonies that we often have in our life.
有时天使出现在我们的家中。
Sometimes angels appear in our family.
有时出现在我们工作的场所。
Sometimes even at our workplace.
有时我们在走路、在开车，也有天使的见证。
Even at the times when we are driving, we also have testimonies of angels.
在教会的祭拜聚会当中，更多天使的见证。
And above that all, we have angels in the church having the service.
有时死亡临到、危险临到的时候，天使出现。
And sometimes when death comes near, the angels appear.
有时魔鬼来干扰，魔鬼来伤害魔天使出现。
Sometimes the devil attack and disturb, the angels appear to rescue us.
这种见证传道这几年都讲了不少啊，天使的见证。
I've been talking about a lot of these testimonies recently.
但是目前我看这十年里面讲天使最多天使出现的教会是沙巴教会。
But in the recent decade, I have been noticing that most of the testimonies about angels came from Sabah.
其他国外的真耶稣教会都很少再有这样的见证。
Now, other than Sabah, many other countries, True Jesus Church don't have such testimonies.
这是我到过的教会所真正看到的。
Then that's my personal, very personal experience when I was there.
为什么会这样
？Why was it so?
可能是因为沙巴教会还是很单纯吧。
Probably because the members in the Sabah church, they are more innocent.
确实比较起来，他们也是比较单纯的。
And indeed, when we compare ourselves, they are more innocent.
我们西马的教会的信徒、长子妇人比他们更复杂的。
And our members in the peninsula here, we are a little more complicated.
你以为国外的其他美国的那些英国的很单纯吗？
Do you think that the churches in the UK or in other countries that are simple-minded, they are not.
如果他们听到更加好。
And it is better that they hear this testimony.
他们自以为是很属灵。
They were self-righteous. They think themselves.
他们真的不简单，不单纯的。
They are not innocent.
常常很多事情吵架冲突，什么都是在他们那边发生。
They have a lot of disputes, a lot of conflicts among themselves.
至少我们西马都不会这样。
At least here in West Malaysia, we don't have that much conflict.
在这样的不单纯、这么复杂的信仰当中，要看到天使吗？
So,
你想看天使吗
？You expect to see the angels with such a complicated faith?
还是单纯一点吧。
Be simple-minded.
主耶稣说，那些单纯像孩子的，就显现给他看，父就向他们显现。天父就向他们显现了，你注意哦。
Jesus has spoken in his own words that those who are simple-minded, the Father in heaven will appear to him.
那是神的荣耀跟能力，神的恩典荣耀来的。
That's by the glory, by the grace, and by the power of God.
所以其实这几年我每一年都去沙巴，是我自己得到更多的造就。
In these recent years, I've been sent to Sabah every year. I myself was at.
但是奇怪，在沙巴的信徒自己没有这样的感觉。
However, I realize that the members in Sabah Church they don't realize. Some of them they are so blurred.
我说怎么没有啊？有地点、有名字、有时间，什么时候天使出现，全部都有记录呀？怎么会没有呢？ 难道传道在说谎吗？
Then I said, how can you say that you don't know? All of this have been written down, recorded. There are names, there are dates, there are events.
啊，那说明什么？还那么原来那边虽然单纯，也是很多人在睡觉的。
That goes to say that although Sabah people are more innocent, but they are also, most of them are sleeping.
宝座里面有千千万万的天使。
And in the throne, there are thousands of angels.
那我们来看这个事情，在几千年后，但以理书就这样的告诉我们预言了。
Few thousand years ago, the book of Daniel had already prophesied this.
嗯，我们看但以理书第七章。Let's
turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 7.
我们读9节到10节。Verse
9 to verse 10.
你注意看，在宝座这个宝座里面有什么？
Look at what are there in the throne.
跟启示录4章所讲的宝座一样的。
It's the same as what is mentioned in the book of Revelation, chapter 4.
但是但以理
even earlier than the book of Revelation, Daniel had already prophesied that.
7章9到10节.
Daniel chapter 7, verse 9 to verse 10.
三，我观看见有宝座设立上头，坐着亘古常在者，他的衣服洁白如雪，头发如纯净的羊毛。 宝座乃火焰，其轮乃烈火，从他面前有火向何发出？侍奉他的有千千，在他面前侍立的有万万。他坐座要行审判，案件都展开了。这里看到有一个大宝座。Here
we see the great throne.
那么亘古长存者，就是至高的真神坐在宝座上。The
ancient of days refers to the utmost God was seated.
你看他哈，这个亘古长存者，他的衣服、他的头发、哦，他的宝座都是火，都是圣洁，都是火。
The depiction of this ancient of days, his garment was white, and his hair was like pure wool, and his throne a fiery flame.
然后有一件事情我非常兴奋的。There's
something that makes me excited.
可能你听起来不是兴奋的，是害怕的。But
to you, it might be fearful.
第10节
，verse 10，
从他的面前，宝座的面前，神的面前，有火向何发出来哦？在神面前，在这个宝座的面前，有一条河叫做火河，整条河都是火。
From before the throne, before God's presence, there was a fiery stream, a stream of fire being issued forth.
这个不是说哦。 启示录说传到人口中出火，那就是一些火而已，一个口里面的火而已。And
the book of Revelation says about talk about the witnesses having fire coming out of their mouth.
这里,
this is only a little fire.
这里说的火是整条河啊，整条河都是火来的，叫做火河啊。But
here from the throne is this stream of fire.
这种火源源不绝的，不断的涌出来，像河水这样冲出来。It's
like a stream gushing out, and except that it is made of fire.
末世的这些信息，这些道理是多么的严厉，多么的圣洁。Now
you understand that the words or the teachings of the end times is indeed so stern and solemn.
绝对不是我们初心的时候那种爱你啊、祝福你啊、啊原谅你啊、耶稣啊，怎么一直在讲那种，不是了。It's
nothing.
真的已经不是了。It's
nothing about love and compassion and care and no longer about all.
难道那些爱没有吗？那当然有。Is
there no more love? There is.
但是现在已经进入到最后的阶段。But
now is the final stage.
末世阶段。 撒旦工作的时刻。The
final stage of the end times will be the time of the work.
许多信不厌烦神的道理。Work
of the devil, where people do not like the word.
许多信徒的性情是不冷不热的。Believers
have a very lukewarm faith.
讲起来就是贪爱世界多过爱神的。They
love the world more than they love God.
这时候的信息就像火河出来的。Now
the message of God will come forth like a stream of fire.
所以你不要期待哈，那很温柔的来安慰你，你不要期待。So
do not expect you will be comforted with care and love.
那是应该被责备的时候，被提醒、被警告的时候。This
is the time you will be warned with stern warning.
除非你还是婴孩了。
Unless you are still a baby,
你还在吃奶奶呢。You
are still feeding on milk.
没办法了，只能够给奶你吃了，给水你喝了。No
other way, you have to be fed with milk.
这种信仰勉强得救哦。And
that kind of faith only you are not nearly not saved.
这是主耶稣讲的。This
is mentioned by Jesus.
不是传道这样讲的。It's
not by me.
耶稣说到他那日来的时候，如果奶孩子的还在吃奶的那些婴孩有祸了，有灾难了。
他进不了天国的呀，Jesus said,
他躲不了那种审判的呀。That
woe be unto those who are still milking babies in this end times, because they cannot escape judgment.
你就知道这里为什么说在他面前有火河出现。
Then now you understand why is there a stream of fire coming forth.
主耶稣很早就讲了。
The Lord Jesus had already prophesied.
是约翰见证耶稣来的时候，他的工作。
John the Baptist had witnessed Christ.
他要用圣灵的圣灵以火跟我们施洗，火啊烧我们啊。
In his words, he's saying that Christ will be will give us the baptism of fire.
那你说还是抱着你吗？还是疼着你吗？吃奶奶吗？
If it is baptism of fire,
用火来烤你的呀。
You will not be given that much love and care. You are tested on fire.
我们已经要进入到这样的程度的了。
This is the kind of stage we need to enter.
很可惜，很少讲道者这样讲道理。
But very few speakers talk about this.
所以我们都被催眠了几十年，就催眠、催眠、催眠。
You have been hypnotized with good
kind
sermons. You are not able to wake up.
也接受不了这样的道理。
You cannot accept such stuff.
我希望尽我的力量，我在的时候就一不断的、不断的。讲这样的道理。
Therefore, when I'm around, I want you to give my want you to receive such a stern truth.
直到被叫醒起来。
Until you are awakened.
至少将来我在主的面前，我可以交账，可以交代。
At the very least, I will be able to show my accounts to the Lord when I meet.
虽然我知道有不少人不喜欢，甚至厌烦。
Although I know that many people are not happy with my sermons,
没关系的。
But it's okay.
只希望他有一天醒过来。
I just hope that all of you will wake up.
那如果他再不醒过来
，If you don't wake up,
他自己保重了。
Take care of yourself.
好，那记住呢？这里说侍奉他的有千千，在他面前侍立的有万万，就是千千万万的天使。
He says a thousand thousands minister to him, 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. These are all the angels.
让我传到另外另一个很兴奋的事情。
There's another thing that makes me excited.
就是在疫情当中三四年当中，我们的信心非常软弱，甚至不敢到教会来聚会。
In the 3 or 4 years of the pandemic, many of us have very weak faith. We didn't dare to come to church.
但是沙巴有一间教会勇敢的哈鼓励信徒来。
But there was a church in Sabah which was so courageous to encourage everyone to come back.
一对信徒啊，夫妻带他的两个小孩到教会去，有点害怕。
A couple.
他不是害怕小孩会中病毒，他是害怕教会不接受啊。害怕那些负责人不让他孩子去啊。
The husband and wife fearfully brought their children to church, not fearing the pandemic, but fearing that the members or the church did not accept them.
那你说是不是信徒的信心比我们传道长子负责人的信心更大？
So don't you see that the members, ordinary members, are more faithful than the church workers?
传道来到教会没有平安，哪里有平安哦？
Then they were saying that if we don't have peace at church, where would we find peace?
是不是说教会主耶稣同在吗？
Isn't the church where God abides?
不是说教会是平安的居所，耶路撒冷从天降下来的平安吗？
Isn't the church the place of peace, the heavenly Jerusalem?
不是说我们奉主的名，主与我们同在吗？
Isn't it the place where we have the abidance of Jesus in His name?
我们到底在怕什么？今天
they were asking the persons in church, what are you fearful of?
去 supermarket 不怕，去买东西不怕，去吃云吞面不怕。
You went to the supermarket, you went to eat wonton noodles by the roadside, you weren't afraid.
甚至那时进学校也不怕，已经有开学了。
And、
也不怕。
Schools were already open. You wouldn't.
他来教会说不可以哦。
But you say we cannot go to church.
你想我们的信仰是什么来的
？What kind of faith is that?
我们真的表现出来是这样，真的让主耶稣难过的。
And this kind of how we show ourselves is indeed heartbreaking.
但是在那一次聚会中
，And during that service,
主耶稣安慰大家。
The Lord Jesus comforted.
主耶稣也要给那些没有信心的长老、负责人、传道。
The Lord Jesus also rebuked the persons in charge or the ministers of the church.
那天聚会，天使出现啊，来点名啊。
At that time, the angels appeared to take attendance.
在疫情中仍然来聚会的，在疫情中没有来聚会。
Members who came to church during the pandemic, the angels were taking attendance.
这些都已经被记录在天上了，改不掉了，没有的好涂抹。
This will be recorded in heaven, will not be erased.
以为忘记了，都已经记录存在的。
It will not be forgotten.
那么疫情中也有撒旦来恐吓，来试探。
And during the same period, there are also the Satan coming to threaten.
天使当时赶鬼。
But the angels were there to cast them out.
用翅膀去扇啊，翅膀一这样一扇，魔鬼就喷出去了，整个飞出去了。
The angel swayed his wings, and the devil had been swept away.
这些见证在说明什么
？And what do this testament tell us?
在宝座中间有许多的天使。
In the throne, there are many angels.
这是我们感受到很安慰的，也是很荣耀的事。
This is something that gives us a lot of comfort and also a lot of glory.
天使的见证我就不用再讲了。
I do not elaborate on this testimony.
但是这里有一句话说。
But there's a saying here.
请看十一节。
Verse 11.
启示录五章十一节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 11.
这里说周围有许多天使的声音呢。
Here there are voices of many angels around.
这里特别强调天使的声音哦，教会里面有许多，不单只有许多天使，也有许多天使的声音。
And not only do we have many angels, but also the voice of many angels.
你听过天使的声音吗？
Have you heard the voice of angels?
在启示录有许多天使的声音哦。
In the book of Revelation, there are many voices of angels.
第一个声音
，first voice，
他们是赞美神的声音。
The voice of praise to God.
请看五章的十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 12.
十一节说数目有千千万万，十一节。
11 tells us there are tens of thousands of them.
那十二节说这些千千万万天使他们在做什么？他们在干什么
？Verse 12 shows us what are they doing.
啊，一二三，大声说：“曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。”原来这些千万天使在神的宝座面前。不断的大声的颂扬神赞美神。
These thousands of angels are praising aloud the name of God.
一个天使讲话都已经够力了咯。
One angel speaking is already no big deal.
千千万万天使同时这样说话，这样赞美。
And now we have thousands and thousands of them.
不单只是，还是这里说大声的说，不是只是普通说。大声的在说
This is not with a normal voice, but with a loud voice.
你是讲整个天庭啊，整个宇宙都在震动的。
You can only imagine that the whole heavens will be shaken.
所以天使的赞美实在非常的雄壮，非常的荣耀。
And indeed, the voice of the praise of the angels is indeed spectacular.
所以我希望我们俄麦教会的诗班唱诗要有力量。
So the Gombak Church, when you sing hymns, you sing with a strong voice, not like you are dying.
这个我们的诗班指挥负起重要的责任啊。带领教会来赞美真神。
Our choir master, you have this responsibility to lead us all to praise.
只是训练诗班，在现实布道会中，那个时候唱得很好。平常聚会、平常赞美、平常诗颂，没。就是普普通通的。
The choir is not supposed to
感受不到是被训练出来的。
Sing well during one presentation during the evangelistic service, but also on every other day.
我看很多诗班都是这样，所谓的训练，不断的训练出来，只是那时刻的现实，就是那时而已。
That's why.
而其他的呢，就是跟训练没训练都一样了。
Many choirs, many churches seem to have this habit of only presenting that few hymns during one occasion.
不是这样的。
That's not the case.
既然你是诗班成员，是被选为诗班的，负责专门诵诗的。
You have been elected as the choir members to especially sing praises.
你的责任是要带动所有的弟兄姊妹一起来唱，一起来赞美，要有一种感情，要有一种生命。
Is to be able to lead everyone else to be able to sing hymns of praise with life and energy.
传道的意思就是说，你要几步，要唱几步级高音，不是那一种，那种只是技巧，那种只是要记塞摸塞塞。
I'm not referring to you being able to sing all four parts with so many skills, but with only a strong voice.
我们是真真心心的，就这样用心唱出来。信徒会感受到这个领诗的人在感受到他在用心带领我们，他在用心赞美神。
And we sing with our heart, where the members can actually feel that we are singing with praising God with heart.
所以为什么我们三地教会的弟兄姐妹的唱词这么感人，听了都会流泪，真的会这样。
It's no wonder that we go to the churches in the rural areas, and we will be sharing.
穿着普通衣服，甚至乡下衣服，就这样唱出来唱，很感人的。
In the rural,
他们没有学什么第几步又第几步，没有今天这样技巧的啦，没有啦。
The churches,
现在有啦，以前没有。
In the past, in the rural areas, they do not have all of those expertise and all of those skills and different and the uniform. They just sing with all their heart.
现在太多的技巧的时候。反而我们也发现到现在都不太怎样感人了，因为技巧太多了。
Today we are applying so many skills, musical skills, and now the hymns don't touch our
heart. 因为变成一种表演，多过真正的赞美神。表演
just a show, just a performance.
呈现啊，呈现。
You are only showing.
那是不对的，走歪了的。
You are deviated.
为什么今天讲到这个？
Why am I
saying this? 天使的七个颂咏，看到吗？他们大声说什么？都是七个颂咏，七个内容。
The seven content of their praise by the angels.
再看一个天使的颂赞，叫做天使的声音。
The voice of the angel, second one.
请看这个以赛亚书
，Isaiah
第六章
，Chapter six.
以赛亚书的第六章
，Isaiah chapter six.
哦，这个以赛亚先知看到荣耀的圣殿。
The prophet Isaiah saw this glorious temple.
也看到荣耀的神
，and also glorious God.
也看到荣耀的天使。
As well as the glorious angels.
你看这些天使在做什么
？What are the angels doing?
看第二节
，verse two，
第一节
，verse one，
一二三。当乌西亚王奔的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上。注意哦， 他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉佛四粒，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。注意哦，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。当他们这样颂赞的时候，发生什么事呢？
When they were praising aloud, what happened next?
请第四节。
Verse 4.
因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基都震动了，殿充满了烟云。我的天哪、
啊！ The posts of the door.
当天使在圣殿颂咏神的时候，
When the angels are praising God in the holy temple,
圣殿的根基都在摇动摇啊。
The foundation or the posts of the door of the temple are shaken.
圣殿的根基动摇，天上也动摇，地上也动摇，地底下也动震动了。
The whole earth and the whole heaven have been shaken.
他们什么都没有做。
And they didn't do anything.
他们就是在圣殿赞美神而已。
They were only praising God.
你有没有看到赞美的力量这么大，这么的荣耀？
Do you see the power of this godly praise?
所以我们信徒在赞美神的时候要用心来赞美。
Therefore, members, when you sing hymns of praise, you praise with your heart.
祷告在唱副歌的时候，最后那一段也要很认真的来唱。
Even the last chorus that we sing after prayer, we have to sing with our heart.
因为我发觉到很多次都是有气无力这样的，有声没声这样的。
So often,
那个声音要生要死这样的。
Your voices of hymns and hymnal singing, you are like you are dying.
你说主耶稣在天上听他会满意吗？他说你都不想唱，你都不想唱就不用唱吧。
Think,
不用勉强吧。
Do you think Jesus in heaven would be satisfied with that? If you don't want to sing, don't sing.
那些天使也在听啊。
The angels are listening.
啊，用耶冲到冒险冒力的，冒气冒力的。
The way you sing is so weak and feeble.
我看那些天使很紧张啊，不然呢、啊，他跟耶稣说，哎，不然我们来唱给你听了。
The angels must be saying to Jesus, let them sing then, don't let them sing.
有时我们顶不顺的时候，哎呀，你好了好了，我来唱了，你不用唱了，还没。
It's just like us, we are getting impatient. I sing like you don't sing.
这是我们对主的亏欠。
So this is how we fall short.
所以每一个信徒来聚会的时候，
every member coming to church,
从一开始，
from the start,
开始就是唱诗。
You have to start with the hymn.
用心唱，大声的唱。
You sing with your heart.
是到最后副歌结束了，也很用心在唱。
At the end, you sing a chorus. You sing with your heart.
你会发现到整个聚会不一样。
Your service will be different.
你那种赞美神的心呢、啊、
？Your heart of praise will be different.
神就是要这样的声音，要这样听到这样的赞美。
God is worthy of this praise.
这叫做天使的声音。
This is the voice of the angels.
第一个声音叫做赞美的声音。
First voice of praise.
天使的第二种声音。
Second voice of the angels.
那是什么呢
？What is it？
那是警告劝勉的声音。
The voice of warning and exhortation.
所以你在启示录看到天使哦，不断的传警告。
You see the angels preaching warnings in the book of Revelation.
我们看启示录的十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们现在哦，网际网络的时代，我们都常常说飞在天空。空中的天使，我们常常都在讲这个。
We are now living in the digital era, in the internet era. These are the angels flying in the sky.
所谓飞在空中的天使，就是第六节。
Verse 6, angel flying in the midst of heaven.
可是你发现到吗
？Do you notice?
这里一共有三个天使啊，不是一个天使呀。
There are three angels here.
第一个天使他讲的话是勉励。
The first angel spoke words of exhortation.
是勉励大家，鼓励大家要敬拜神。
Giving encouragement to all to serve God.
那是比较温和的。
It's gentle.
那进到第二个天使的时候
，As a second angel spoke，
你看第八节的时候
，Verse 8，
他是带着到、哦、责备跟带着责备 的语气在传福音的。
His tone was one with rebuke，、
那是警告的声音来的
，A voice of warning、
哦。第二个天使接着说，万民要喝邪淫大怒的酒，神愤怒了，神已经生气了。
That all nations will drink of the wine of the wrath of fornication.
你看这个天使的声音，到第二个天使，他不再温温和和，不是劝勉的哦。
The second,
请注意，不是劝勉哦。
The second angel no longer has a voice of a gentle.
他直接是警告，然后去责备。
Gentle encouragement, but a voice of stern rebuke.
到第三个天使的时候
，As the third angel came.
第九节
，Verse 9.
第三个天使也一样是在说话。
He also spoke.
但他简直是在讲审判的道理。
But this was direct judgment.
直接审判。
Direct judgment.
所以。天使传福音，从温和的勉励到警告，到责备，到直接审判。
The evangelism of the angel started from gentle words to a stern warning to final judgment.
我这几天都一直在解释这个问题。
I've been explaining to you this few days.
所以你不要一直期待传道人要讲很黏你很喜欢听的道理，不要再这样。
Don't expect that a preacher should keep talking to you about kind words.
开始你刚刚信主，刚刚学走路的时候，是的，是一定是温柔的，一定是劝勉的，一定是安慰的。
Only in your initial stages as a baby, you are learning to walk and we are gentle.
但到中期的时候，语气越来越严重。
But when you are coming to the mid stage,
到第三位天使的时候，最后的阶段简直就是审判。
It becomes more and more firm and stern, and finally judgment.
这样明白吗
？You understand?
希望俄麦教会的信徒要明白这一点。
I hope all Gombak members understand.
因为我在这里讲道。
Because I'm here speaking.
除非我不在了。
Unless I'm no longer speaking.
我不在，你们就听那些很舒服的道理了。
When I'm not here, you can hear all the kind sermons.
但是我请问，我每个礼拜都会在这里吗
？But do you think I'm here every week?
我每年都会在这里吗
？Or every year?
不是嘛
？Not really.
我很快就会听不到这种声音的啦。
Very quickly, you will not hear this kind of a sermon.
你以为常常都会听到的吗
？Do you think you can find this sermon anywhere?
你不喜欢就请你忍耐一下。
Even if you don't like it, please put up.
学习忍耐的功课。
Please bear with me.
对你有益处。
It is good for you.
那第三种天使的声音是什么呢
？The third voice of the angel.
第三种天使的声音带着权柄能力的。
Voice of authority and power.
请看这个。我现在在讲天使的声音。
I'm talking about the voice of angels.
因为启示录那边有很多天使的声音。
Because the Revelation reveals to us there's a voice of angels.
天使的第三种声音是，请看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
Return to First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们读十六节。
Verse 16.
一二三，因为主必亲自从天降临。注意哦。有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号筒吹响。那在基督里死了必先复活。当耶稣 来迎接我们的时候
，When the Lord Jesus comes to receive us，
有很多很多各种不同天上的声音。
There are all kinds of voices from heaven。
有呼叫的声音
，The voice of shouts。
那原文是说有命令的。有命令式的声音。
In the original text, it refers to commanding.
也有吼叫，像大声吼叫的声音。
And also the voice of proclamation.
那些都是代表着权柄跟能力。
All of these symbolize power and authority.
没有一个声音是温温和和的，没有一种声音是这样。
There's not one voice that was gentle and meek.
然后呢，还有天使长的声音。
Then there was the voice of the archangel.
这个声音呢，是代表着权柄、跟能力、跟审判。
This voice is for authority and judgment.
主耶稣来了，难道还温温和和啊？没有喽。
When Jesus comes again, is he still meek and gentle?
叫你悔改信耶稣啊，没有了。
Is it still a time for you to repent?
直接审判，直接就判罪了，定罪的了。
No, it was direct judgment.
所以这时候的声音是非常严厉的。非常有权柄的。
The voice at that stage would be one that's stern and full of power.
这叫做天使的声音。
That's the voice of angels.
我们教会应该有这天使的声音存在。
In the church, we ought to have this voice of angels.
有第一个天使的勉励，温和的勉励。
The first angel had the voice of encouragement.
有进入到第二个天使的警告跟责备。
The second angel had the words, a voice of.
进入到第三个天使的直接审判。
Was a warning, and the final angel, voice of judgment.
教会有天使的声音。
In the church, we have the voice of angels.
你听得见吗
？You can hear them.
你听见了，你接受吗
？Can you hear them? Will you accept them?
你听还是不听呢
？Do you want to hear?
天使是什么？甚至说，天使是复义的灵，就是神的仆人，站在神面前服侍神的人。
Angels are the administering spirits.
那我问你，今天传道是不是站在圣殿神的面前服侍神的
？And let me ask you, are the preachers and the preachers also ministering?
那算不算是神的仆人呢、啊、
？Ministering servants to the church to God.
好，我们再讲这个第十个。
Let's talk about the tenth.
第十个宝物是最宝贵的喽。
The tenth treasure is the most precious.
所有宝贵物件中最宝贵的就是第十个。
Among the ten treasures, this is the most precious.
每一样都很宝贵。
Every treasure is precious.
但这个是最宝贵。
But this is most treasure.
这个到底是什么来的
？What is this treasure?
请看启示录的第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
第五章第六节，我大概要没有圣经了。
Chapter 5 verse 6.
启示录五章第六节。
Chapter 5 verse 6.
一二三，我又看见宝座以四活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的器灵。 奉差遣往普天下去的。这里说在宝座周围，在宝座中有四活物，有长老，还有羔羊站立。
It tells us of the midst of the throne where there are four living creatures and elders and also a lamb standing.
宝座中有羔羊。
In the throne there is the lamb.
就是主耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
为什么这时候要用羔羊的身份，用羔羊的称呼？
Why the address of a lamb?
因为羔羊的意思就是救赎。
Because the lamb
为我们而死，为我们被杀，救赎。
Means a redemption, as he has died for us to save us.
在神的教会当中有神的救赎，有耶稣基督的救赎。
In the church of God, there is a salvation, deliverance, and redemption.
有耶稣宝血的救赎，耶稣宝血的见证，耶稣宝血的保护。
Redemption by the blood of Jesus and the protection of the blood.
但是这里突然间说。他好像是被杀过的。
But here it's stated that it, as though he had been slain.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
被杀就被杀嘛，又为什么说好像被杀？
And if he had been slain, then why add the word as though?
你知道是什么意思吗？
Do you know what it means?
意思说他现在复活了。
It means he has already resurrected.
他已经不是被杀的了。
He is not slain.
他是曾经被杀，曾经死过，曾经死过。
And he had been slain before.
但他现在复活了。
But now he has resurrected.
所以他现在已经不是被杀，
so,
他只是像被杀，因为他已经复活。
Now he is no longer slain, but as though he was slain because he had resurrected.
那说明这个是个复活的羔羊，也是得胜死亡的羔羊。
This refers to the resurrected lamb who has overcome death.
那这个是个很重要的真理。
It is an important truth.
在对教会一个很重要的启示。
An important revelation to church.
教会里面充满着主耶稣的得胜。
In the church, it is full of the victory of Christ.
教会里面充满着主耶稣复活的生命。
The church is full of the life of the resurrection of Christ.
所以教会给人最大的希望就是能够复活。
The greatest hope that a church can give us is the resurrection.
教会给人家最大的盼望就是因为有一个新的生命。
The greatest hope of the church to us is a renewal of life.
所以教会里面从这一届里面我们看到教会里面有三个重要的真理，重要的启示。
From this verse alone, we can see there are seven important revelations.
第一，
firstly,
教会有复活的新生命。
There's the new life of resurrection.
所以很多人信主过后悔改了，复活从水里上来的时候，它是个新的生命，也是一个改变了的生命。
Many people are baptized and they repented and they rise up from the water to become a new life.
以前是满嘴都是谎言。
In the past, their mouth was full of lies.
现在都是做个诚实的人。
Now they become honest.
以前都是贪爱世界，贪婪什么都贪。
Previously, they loved the world, greeted for everything.
现在什么都愿意放弃，愿意吃苦，愿意被欺负。
Now they are willing to let go and they are willing to be bullied.
以前什么都不让的，不能够输的。
Last time they wouldn't want to give in to anyone.
跟你争到底，斗到底的。
They will fight to the end.
连自己的太太也不能够输的。
They can't even give in to their spouse.
连跟自己的孩子斗也不愿意输给孩子的。
They don't want even to lose to their children.
我的天哪，你跟谁斗？跟太太斗？跟孩子斗？干嘛？
Why are you fighting with your wife with your children?
你让他生又怎么样呢？
Why can't you just let them win?
你让太太生然后就又怎么样呢？
What is so such a big deal?
当他生后。你才快乐嘛，因为他胜了，你就快乐。
And if he wins, you are joyful.
但是他输了，你很快乐。
Are you happy because he loses?
我跟你讲，他输了，你没饭吃。我跟你讲。
If your spouse loses, you will not have dinner.
他输了，你没有得好进房间的。我跟你讲。
他
赶紧出来的。
If your wife loses an argument,
you'll
be chased out.
我就是有这样的经验哦。
I experienced that.
所以让他胜嘛。
So you must let your wife win.
是吗？以前都好胜。
Last time you want to win.
现在学乖了。
Now you learn.
啊，要胜让你胜吧。
You let others.
啊，你要赢要让你赢吧。
You let him win.
这个就是一种改变的生命。
This is how you change.
真的改变了。
True change.
不一样。
It is not the same.
教会有复活的新生。
There is a new life in the resurrection of the
church. 请问在你身上看得见吗？
Do you see that in yourself?
啊，在陈雅九身上，陈弟兄身上看得着。
啊，
陈，你是陈什么呢？陈亚洲就看得到了。
And maybe brother Chin,
看得到你复活的新生命呢？
啊 ，Brother Dan, we can see his testimony as a renewed life.
那是改变。
Let's change.
继续努力哦。
Work harder, continue.
那教会还有什么呢
？What else do we have in the church?
教会还有得胜死亡的权柄。
We have the power to overcome death.
因为耶稣复活，得胜死亡。
Jesus resurrected, overcoming.
死亡很可怕。
Death is fearful.
但是在耶稣里面，死亡不可怕。
But dying in the Lord is not fearful.
死亡被主耶稣战胜了，得胜了。
And because death has been overcome,
死亡在耶稣身上不能够作王。
Death cannot reign over Jesus.
死亡在主信徒的身上也不能够作王。
And so does the death cannot reign over believers.
永永远远进入到永恒里面去。
Because we will resurrect into eternal life.
没有死亡，再也没有死亡。
And no longer will there be death.
因为我们得胜死亡。
Because we have overcome death.
这是教会很宝贵的真理。
That's a very precious truth.
这是进入真耶稣教会很宝贵的一件事情。
A very precious matter in the true Jesus Church.
第三件事情是什么
？Thirdly.
教会里面有为耶稣为真理牺牲生命的那种奉献。
There are those who have sacrificed themselves and have been slain for the sake of Jesus.
从哪里看得见呢
？Where do you see it?
就从这里说，羔羊好像被杀过。
From the mere words, as though the lamb had been slain.
主耶稣真的被杀，那就是耶稣为了我们的罪而牺牲来奉献。
The lamb had been slain. Jesus had been slain for our sake.
那主耶稣这种牺牲的生命，应该在教会，在我们的信仰上也应该常常看得见。
The same sacrifice or the spirit of sacrifice should be seen in the church.
我们跟从耶稣
，We follow Jesus.
我们学习耶稣
，We emulate.
一样像耶稣这样来学习耶稣的牺牲，耶稣的奉献。
We also imitate in the way that he offered himself.
到最后，因为爱教会。爱真理，爱耶稣，爱我们的家人，我们愿意付出生命的代价，都愿意。
At the end, for the love of the truth of the gospel, for the love of our family members and friends, we are willing to give ourselves up.
这不是夸张的说法，这是真实的奉献。
I'm not exaggerating this. This is true.
每一个真正爱耶稣、爱神的人呢，他到最后他一定愿意奉献他自己，牺牲他自己的。
Those who truly love the Lord Jesus, ultimately they will be willing to give themselves up.
奉献不要讲到这么伟大，牺牲生命。
Not to make it sound so great to just die.
但牺牲时间总可以吧。
But rather to sacrifice.
牺牲一些利益一些金钱总可以吧
sacrifice their resources
还有牺牲一些好处啊一些什么都可以吧
or to give up on some benefits and interests
那至少我们要这样牺牲一些啊
at least we can do that
到最后真的连生命都牺牲都愿意的
even at the end we are willing to let go of our lives
这个就是教会里面充满着耶稣基督的生命
this is how the church will be full of the life of Christ
一个就是复活的生命
first the life of resurrection
一个就是战胜死亡的生命
second the life of overcoming death
一个就是牺牲的生命
thirdThe life of sacrifice.
请问这三种生命在我们身上，在我们教会看得见吗
？And let me ask you, do we see these three types of life in our church?
还是大家都很自私呢
？Or are we all selfish?
只是为自己活，为自己，什么都照顾自己呢
？We live for ourselves. We care only about ourselves.
有没有想象那些其他的那些缺乏的人，那些需要的人
？Have you ever wondered and looked around who have needs?
老实说，以前是不会的。
In the past, we did not.
以前在外邦人都是讲利益的，讲斗争的。讲谁更厉害的
？Living among the Gentiles, we will talk about interests and who is beating.
希望我们教会俄麦教会已经慢慢的将这些旧的生命啊已经清除了，没再没有这些事情。
But it is hoped that in the church of Gomba, we are able to show a new life.
纵使还是有一些
，although we might be，
我们都像那些成熟的信徒，那些。爱神那些有好榜样的信徒来学习他们。
Although some of us might still be weak, let's learn from those who have good examples.
那么这个德麦教会是真的是个得胜的教会，是个荣耀神的教会。
And finally, Gomba Church will become a victorious church that glorifies God.
这个是十样宝物中最宝贵的有羔羊。
This is the most precious among the treasures in the throne. There is the Lamb.
如果教会耶稣不存在，耶稣不在这里，这个教会就可，你再做的再美，你做的再热心，老实说都是空的了。
If there is no Lamb or no Jesus in the church, no matter how glorious and how glamorous the church is, it is all empty.
甚至啊，圣启示录说，主耶稣在教会中间走来走去。
And the Bible, Book of Revelation also says Jesus walks to and fro.
意思说他在教会很忙碌呢。
Amidst the throne, he is busy.
不是说没有事情做的呢。
He is not idle and doing nothing.
圣经有这样讲吗
？Did the Bible say that?
请看启示录二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
二章一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
1:3, 你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的说。我知道你的行为。这里说，主耶稣在七个金灯台中间行走，走来走去，往返而来。
He reveals to us that Jesus walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands to and fro.
耶稣不能在教会中间。
Not only is Jesus in the midst of the throne,
那是他与教会同在。
He abides with the church.
更说明他在教会执行他的工作，执行神天父的旨意。
It goes on to say that he executes the will of the Father.
所以他很清楚我们每一个人的，知道吗
？He knows us very well.
所以主耶稣说：“我知道啊，我知道你的行为啊。
”That's why verse 2 Jesus says, "I know your works."
你是怎样忍耐，怎样哈劳碌，怎样受苦，我都知道的。
I know how you worked hard, your patience, I know all of that.
当然，你怎样啊来作恶，怎样来抵挡真理，他也知道呀。
The same way I know the evil things that you do and you resist the truth.
所以你不要开玩笑，教会主耶稣在教会走动的。不只是站在那边死死的站在那边，他是在走动的呀。
Therefore, do not be foolish to think that Jesus is not around. He is walking to and fro in the church.
啊，我们做一个结论。
Conclusion.
真耶稣教会这个天上的宝座就是神的殿，神的教会。
This throne in heaven refers to the true church of God.
里面有十样宝物。
There are 10 treasures.
啊，请你把列出来一下。
Please list down, list out.
第一个。
First one.
啊。宝座周围都有红，有彩虹。
Surrounding the throne is a rainbow.
还记得彩虹的意思吗？
Do you remember the significance of this rainbow?
宝座中有24个座位。
And around the throne there's also 24
thrones. 这是什么意思呢？
What are these?
这个是教会里面有非常尊贵的职分。
It means that there are precious stewardship or
the position in the church. 有各种各样的职分啊，赏赐给我们。
All kinds of stewardships in the church.
有传道，有执事，有长老，有先知，有门徒。有教师，有传福音的，啊，有各种的职分在教会里面。
The preachers, the deacons, the prophets, the disciples, the teachers, and the prophets, and all kinds of positions as stewardships.
每一份工作都很尊贵，都很荣耀。
Every role and position is important.
那教会里面有24位长老。
In the church, there are also 24 elders.
我已经讲过，不是那些很老很老的叫做长老。
I mentioned that it is not about being old and advanced.
教会里面有许多那些非常丰富属灵经验丰富的工作人员。
But rather referring to the spiritual workers in the church who are rich in experience.
对哈，属灵征战他们非常丰富，对各种的侍奉他们非常丰富，对传福音他们非常经验丰富，对建立教会他们经验非常丰富，有各种丰富的长的工作人员在里面。
They are well experienced and weathered through all kinds of spiritual battles and experiences and service.
这种信徒就像年长的已经经过很多很长久岁月磨练的人。
This kind of members is as though they have gone through so much of trials and tribulations in their spiritual life.
那第四个。
Fourthly,
有闪电有雷轰的声音。
There's a sound and of the lightning and thunders.
啊，而且是从宝座前发出的。
That come forth from the throne.
所以讲到的力量，讲到的声音是充满着权柄， no. 充满着力量的。
Therefore, the voice of the word spoken at the pulpit is full of power.
希望大家讲到要打起精神来。
Therefore, when you hear the sermon, please be alert.
本来信徒都已经想睡觉的。
And the speakers also be alert.
不要被我们讲到讲下去，他睡得更快。
The members are already so sleepy, and the more you talk, the more sleepy they become.
你不要怪那些信徒这样讲哦。
Please don't blame the members.
因为许多信徒跟我讲，传道其实我不想睡，我也想听一堂道理。
Many members told me that I don't want to fall asleep during sermon.
我们从公司来，从塞车塞了整半个多小时来到，想听一堂道理听不到呀。
But when we come all the way,
听不到道理啊。
From our office, going through all the jam, reaching here, we cannot hear a proper sermon.
啊，有时听听听，根本太累了。
Sometimes,
听不到，然后就睡着。
We hear halfway, we cannot take it. We have to fall asleep.
当然，这是他们也他们应该检讨的地方了。
And yes, this is somewhere area of improvement.
但我们却成了帮助他们睡得更快的一种因素了。
But we should not be the factor
帮他们更快入睡的因素了。
To cause them to fall asleep even more.
Yeah.因为没有发出那种雷轰闪电的声音。
Because there's no voice of lightning and thunders from the pulpit.
那第五个宝贵是什么？
Now the fifth treasure.
教会里面有七盏火灯。
There are seven lamps of fire.
七个灯同时亮，那就是很光的，很亮的。
Seven lamps are lit with fire, which is bright.
教会是个发光的教会。
The church is where are the radiant.
七盏灯全部发。
And all seven lamps are lit up.
因为前面有很严厉的声音，神的声音。
Because in front of it there is the stern voice of.、God.
大家都不敢睡觉，大家都不敢偷懒。
No one dares to fall asleep.
所以大家都发光了，醒过来发光。
Everyone is awake and giving light.
所以讲道很重要哦。
Therefore, speaking the sermons is important.
它跟发光有关系的哦。
It pertains to how we give our light.
那第六个宝贵。
The sixth treasure.
有玻璃海。
There's a sea of glass.
哦，教会有没有玻璃海？
Is there a sea of glass in the church?
那就是从神来的平安。
That's the peace given from God.
在最汹涌的海面上，波浪最汹涌的时候。但是好像平静的海这样。
And on the tempest of the sea, and yet it is still like a glass, which is peaceful and serene.
在我内心里面非常的平静。
Deep in our hearts, we have peace.
虽然外面是这么的汹涌，这么的恶劣。
The world outside is indeed turbulent.
这就是教会里面的玻璃海，神的平安。
This is a sea of glass in the church, the peace of God.
第七个。
Seven.
教会里面有四活物。
The four living creatures.
请问谁是四活物？
Who are these four living creatures?
谁像四活物？
Who are like the four living
creatures? 谁像耶稣？谁就是四活物？
Whoever who is like Jesus, he is like.
因为耶稣就是四活物。
He is like the four living creatures because Jesus is.
耶稣有狮子的形象。
Jesus has the image of the lion.
耶稣有牛的形象。
The image of an ox.
耶稣有人子的形象。
The image of a man.
耶稣有飞鹰的形象。
The image of an eagle.
每一个活物都在耶稣身上看得见。
Every living creature can be witnessed in Jesus.
所以我问你，谁是四活物？
So who is the living creature?
如果你像耶稣，
if you are like Jesus,
你就是四活物。
You are the living creature.
保罗像耶稣。
Paul was like Jesus.
所以保罗也是四活物。
Jesus, Paul was also.
所以保罗大声地说：“你们要学我。”
Therefore, Paul proclaimed,
向我学习基督。
Emulate me, imitate.
今天有哪一个传道人、哪个长老敢讲这句话？我问你。
Who among the preachers dare to say like what Paul said?
你们要学我。
Learn from me.
很骄傲哦，按开档啊，公然夸大的话。
Isn't that such proud words?
保罗不是讲夸大的。
But Paul was not proud.
他有资格这样讲。
Paul was qualified to say.
你们学我。
Learn from me.
因为像我学耶稣这样，学我像我学耶稣这样。
The same way I imitate Christ.
他是真正学习耶稣的人。
Indeed, he imitated Christ.
所以他的身上看到有四活物在保罗身上。
In his life, we can see the four living creatures.
他真的是一头牛。
He is an ox.
你说狮子，他真的是一头狮子。
And he is also a lion.
他连死亡都不怕，连监牢不怕，铁链也不怕，什么工具毁谤他都不怕。
He fears no dangers or threats of death.
你说他飞，他像一只飞鹰。
He is also the flying eagle.
飞越最好，超越地面，超越世界，飞在空中。
Transcending the norms of this world.
他的思想各方面都在天上的。
And he is above the.
你说他是不是一只飞鹰
？Isn't he the flying eagle?
啊、oh, ，那教会里面宝座里面还有144,000人。
There's also the 144,000 saints.
那重点就是他们的六个见证。
And the most important part is there are six testimonies.
在他们信仰生命当中有六个特色，六个见证。
Six characteristics in their life of faith.
那第九样有千万的天使。
And next is the thousands of angels.
那第十样有啊、有被杀的羔羊，好像被杀的羔羊在里面。
The ninth treasure, there is a lamb, as though he was slain.
那我们做个结论哦。
Conclusion.
好，结论我们看启示录第四章。
Return to Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章
Revelation chapter 4,
请读第一节
Verse 1、
第一节这里说有一位坐在宝座上的看到吗、好像吹号的声音对我说你上到这里来我要将以后必成的事指示你哦，对不起是第二节
Verse 2,
我立刻被圣灵感动见有一个宝座安置在天上注意哦，又有一位坐在宝座上的我就用这个作为这个十样宝物的结论。
I will take verse 2 as the conclusion to these 10 treasures.
宝座有十样这么宝贵的 事物。
There are 10 precious treasures in the throne.
但更重要的就是坐在宝座上的这一位。
But what is most important above it all is the one sitting on the throne.
坐在宝座上的是谁知道吗
？Who is this one sitting on the throne?
我们看启示录的答案。
Revelation, the answer is here.
启示录七章十节。
Revelation chapter 7.
谁坐在宝座上
？Who is seated in the throne?
是主耶稣吗
？Is this Jesus Christ?
不是。
No.
那是谁呢
？Who is it?
第十节。
Verse 10.
一二三，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，归于羔羊。”这里直接说。哦、坐在宝座上的就是我们的天父，我们的真神，独一真神。
Here's a direct revelation that the one sitting in the, on the throne is our true God.
所以不要搞错、哦、坐在宝座上的不是耶稣，耶稣是站在宝座前的那个宝座前的。
Now it is not Jesus sitting on the throne, but Jesus was in front of the throne.
这有关系到主耶稣的神的救恩计划还没有完成呢、啊。
This is also a message to say that the salvation plan of God has
finished. 有救恩的需要那个。阶段性那是个过程性耶稣还没有坐在宝座上现在坐在宝座是真神耶稣是替父神工作的替父神完成神的旨意的耶稣只是一个替父神工作的工作者
So there is this stages in the full plan of the salvation grace of God where Jesus has to serve as the ministering servant
所以耶稣不是常常讲吗我是照天父的旨意来做，我是照天父 的意思来说话，有没有？
As Jesus also said,
照天父的旨意的。
Did according to the will of the Father in heaven.
那到整个救恩技术完成、大功告成的时候，就归于义了。 圣灵、耶稣、神就归回一，成为独一真神。
When the whole salvation plan has been completed, the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus will.
因为那时不需要耶稣了。
Will be in union with God.
请问那时还需要耶稣的救赎吗
？Do you still need redemption?
请问那个时候还需要耶稣的代祷吗
？Do you still need the intercession?
请问那时候还需要耶稣献为我们献祭吗
？Do you still need the sacrifice?
请问那时候还需要圣灵讲灵言吗
？Do you still need? Do you need?
不用了啦。
Pray in tongues then? No need.
保罗说讲方言也有停止的时候，但那个时候已经停了，不用圣灵讲灵言了，不用了。
Paul said that when the time comes, you no longer have to.
到那时候还需要圣灵的恩赐吗？赶鬼啦，什么讲道的恩赐，什么医病，还需要吗
？You no longer need the to speak in tongues, or the gift of.
不用了啦。
No need.
因为已经大功告成，整个计划完成了。
Because the full salvation plan has been.
到天上又另外一个世界，一个天国，另外一件事情。
There will be.
怎么样的我们还不知道。
A new heaven and new earth.
那么到那边我们要做什么？我们被责什么重任还不知道。
And what will we be doing?
肯定有事做。
In the new heaven and earth, and we do not know yet.
那这里世上的这些救赎工作告一段落，完成了，完成。
The redemption of the salvation grace of God on earth will be completed.
我在解释为什么现在坐坐的是真神，不是耶稣。我在解释这个问题。
I'm here to elaborate to you why is it that the one sitting on the throne is not Jesus, but the true God.
现在的教会就是宝座，神的教会是神在掌控的，是吗
？And so the church is the throne.
耶稣也讲啊，这个葡萄园是我是天父栽种，天父就是真神呐、啊。葡萄园是天父栽种的呀。
That a vineyard is planted by the heavenly Father.
那么主耶稣是葡萄园里面的真葡萄树啊。
And Jesus is the true vine.
他不是一个栽种的呀，不是真是栽种者。
Jesus' role is not to plant the vineyard.
他也是神救赎工作的一部分而已。
But Jesus' role is a part of the salvation plan.
这个我们要搞清楚了啊。
Let's be clear with that.
好，那么坐在神宝座上的呢
？The one seated on the throne.
他像什么呢？他身边他身上的形象是怎样的呢
？What is his likeness？
我们看回第四章。
Turn to chapter four。
我花一点时间跟大家讲解一下。
Let me take a few moments to explain to you。
第三节。
Verse three。
四章三节。
Chapter four。
注意哦，看那坐坐的，好像什么？好像辟邑和红宝石。
He sat there like a jasper and a sardius。
又有红围着宝座。
And a rainbow around the throne。
又好像绿宝石
，and also appearance like an emerald。
到底是什么意思？
What do they
这个是神的形象。
This is the likeness of God。
第一，神的形象如辟邑。
First, like jasper。
辟邑就是半透明的宝石。
And these precious stones, which are half transparent。
它的颜色在所有宝石中最接近光的颜色。
The first stone that represents the color of the light。
所以辟邑象征神是至尊、至圣、至高、至荣的神。
Therefore, jasper symbolizes that God is the holiest, is the utmost high God.
那么神就用这种形象，辟邑的形象出现在教会。
With the likeness of jasper, God appears in the church.
那说明教会有神的荣耀。
That means the church has the glory of God.
第二
，secondly，
神的形象又好像红宝石。
It's also the sardius stone.
红宝石的颜色最接近血的颜色
，the closest color to blood。
所以红宝石象征神十字架，主耶稣十字架流血的救赎。
That symbolizes the blood that's shed by Jesus on the cross for redemption。
同时，红呢，红色呢，血呢，也象征神公义的审判和神的愤怒。
The color red also represents the fury and the judgment of God。
因为所有的罪都担在耶稣身上，耶稣承担起来。
All sins and transgressions have been.
那耶稣身上都有很重很重的罪。
By Jesus and Jesus bore.
神愤怒的审判他。
And God would judge him in wrath.
让他流血，让他付出生命代价。
That Jesus be the one to pay the price.
因为耶稣身上这么多罪恶。
Because that Jesus was bearing and shouldering all sins.
所以红呢是象征着十字架的流血救赎，同时也象征神愤怒的审判。
Therefore, the color red symbolizes the redemption of God, also symbolizes the fury and the wrath of God's judgment.
这位坐宝座的神呢，他出现在教会的形象就是红宝石。
And here the one sitting on the throne has the appearance of this sardius stone.
意思说，这要有神的慈爱的救赎，同时也有神公义的审判，两样都有。
Referring to that the church possesses the grace and of redemption, and also the fury of judgment.
所以道理有安慰的，有慈祥的声音， 也有审判责备的声音。
There's a voice, there's a gentle voice of encouragement. There's also a stern voice of a warning and judgment.
那第四个形象
，the fourth appearance.
这个红围绕着宝座的时候，好像绿宝石。
The rainbow around the throne, it appears like an emerald.
那红是像慈爱的象征嘛？我们解释过了。
As we explained, rainbow represents mercy.
那绿宝石是象征什么呢
？What about the emerald?
绿宝石是象征神的怜悯。
Emerald represents the mercy of God.
那因此呢，在教会中哈，在神的宝座中，常常神以常常以他的慈爱跟怜悯来覆庇做教会。
Therefore,
今天的教会
in the throne of God, there is always it is covered with the love and compassion of God.
神常常以他的慈爱跟怜悯覆庇做神的工人。
The Lord God covers His church with love and compassion.
所以我们现在有这么多的亏欠，这么多的不完全，这么多不很圣洁的事。我们仍然活得好好的
Which is why we are able to still live well as a Christian, full of feelings and full of weaknesses.
不是因为神赞成我们这样
It doesn't mean that God agrees with us.
是因为现在是恩典时代
It's because we are living in time of grace.
现在是救赎时代
The time of salvation.
所以神用他的慈爱怜悯不断地替我们祷告，不断地替我们说话
Therefore, by love and compassion of God, He continues to speak for us.
所以我们今天还活得好
Therefore, we are still living a good life.
那将来就不是了
But it may not be so in the future.
这是靠着圣灵帮助所讲解的天上宝座的十样宝物。
By the help of the Holy Spirit, I have spoken to you the throne in heaven about the ten treasures.
结论就是真正坐在宝座上的那位真神。
The conclusion being the one truly seated on the throne is the true.
愿荣耀归给神。
May all glory be given to God.
愿所讲的道理能够造就教会帮助。
May every word of the sermon be edifying to you.
唱诗。